Oh, hi. I am a newly graduated nurse. I graduated January of 2020, and I have been contemplating actually pursuing this nursing degree right after spending 3 or 4 years of my life. If you're in this moment of your life, where I was, January to July, where I actually got hired as an ICU nurse here in Utah. If you're in that middle stage of you graduated, haven't passed the NCLEX yet, but you're thinking, do I want to do this? This podcast is for you. And if you just graduated from your degree and you're kind of thinking, do I really want to do this? This podcast is also for you. I really contemplated it after 4 years of school, of debt, of deadlines, of stress, blood, tears, and a little bit of pee. Because you get excited sometimes when you pass some tests. You get excited when you actually graduate a four-year degree. That's like the thought, like, four-year degree. My family is a first-generation American. I'm a first-generation American, and having to graduate from a degree in the United States, I was the second one in my family to do it, which is crazy. But overthinking it, that was a lot of shit that I went through. A whole lot of shit. Was it worth it? Time will tell. But that's the thing. You're investing in something that you don't know if it's gonna pan out or not. Are there short-term options? Maybe. I was without a job for 6 months, so I had to get creative. There were some things I would do. There were side hustles and other. I had to get creative to how to earn money in these 6 months where I wasn't working. And it really helped me realize that there are other options. There are other avenues that you can go to. But yeah, I'm speaking to those who just graduated. Do I want to go pursue this degree? Should I go pursue another one to get more money? Or nursing students, should I keep going in nursing school? Nursing students that have graduated, should I keep going? It's all up to you. I'm going to give you the heart of the truth. The truth of what I went through. And see if it's still good for you. Because at a nursing school, you're not promised the area that you want to work in. There's so many areas. There's a lot of areas that a lot of nursing students don't want to go into. Geriatric care is one of them. There's a lot of nursing students that are passionate about it. Good on you. And most of us want the really exciting jobs like ICU, emergency, and aspire to do that kind of stuff. But you're not guaranteed that when you get out of nursing school. So after 6 months of studying and doing so much stuff just to get my NCLEX, because I didn't pass it the first time. I took it after I graduated in January. I took it a month later and I didn't pass. And that's when I was really contemplating, like, hey, should I actually do this? Do I really want to do this? Because it was so much stress. And I was like, you know what? I started this, and all the voices in my family, you started this, friends, you started this, you might as well just end it. You might as well just finish. And because you've gotten this far. Teachers, pressure of I applied to a job in just a local nursing home, and they're like, oh, did you get your NCLEX yet? And they would bother me like every month, be like, hey, did you get your NCLEX? The school, did you get your NCLEX? And it was just so overwhelming. I shut everyone out. Everyone. I stopped talking to them, a lot of people, mostly the school, because school wants to know, hey, did you pass your NCLEX? Why didn't you pass it? Let's make a plan, you know? And all that stress was just boiling in. And I was like, do I want to do this? Should I just stop here and block all the numbers that are trying to call me? I sort of did that. I sort of thought to myself, hey, I'm not going to do this. And then started being creative, finding different ways to earn money, and I did survive for 5 months. But after really rethinking my goals, like, why did I do this? And in a later episode, I'll tell you why I chose nursing, why I chose the medical field. And we all have our own like internal decisions and why we chose what we chose to do, whether it be you're in school or not in school, or whether you think you believe that you can pursue that dream or not. It's really all internal. It really is. It just took a lot of recentering on what I wanted to do and what I felt like was the right thing to do. And I decided to basically just keep going. Study what I learned for 4 years, apply that, make sure I had that knowledge. And then I retook the NCLEX in the beginning of June, right before I went on a trip. So I took the NCLEX. I think couple, and a week later I went on a trip for a month. So I took it, and then right before I left, I knew I passed it. So, I was excited. I was happy. But that, none of that prepared me of what was to come, which is getting a job and actually working on the floor and working and immersing yourself into that world. Nothing prepared me for that, not even school. So this is the first episode. If any of this, I want this, my thoughts and my journey into this new world of medical field, I want everyone to just to take out of that, these are my experiences, your experiences might be different, and if they are, please share them with me. I would love to hear from them, hear your experiences.